providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Here to help me out is Mickey Fulp. We're chatting about predictions for 2011. We've had some very wild ones so far. Mickey is going to chat a little bit right now about what he thinks is going to happen in a couple of sectors. One is the rare earth sector, and the other one is the uranium sector. Big Al personally is very, very bullish on the rare earth sector. Mickey, the spotlight's on you, buddy. What do you think?
Well, predictions are always fraught with difficulty, especially when you put a time frame on them. But given a year, I think I'll go with the rare earth sector, I think, still has room to grow. It's had phenomenal returns over the last year and a half since it really got set off in, what, May of 2009 by a particular newsletter writer.
Yep.
And we've seen phenomenal returns on stocks, from penny stocks to multi-dollar stocks. For instance, Rare Element Resources from 75 cents to over $14, and that's probably the best performer. But we had Quest Rare Minerals, from 22 cents to well over $5. So the sector is very dependent, I think, on the progress of Moly Corp, which is the 800-pound gorilla on the block. Moly Corp hit all-time record highs this week. The Chinese will continue to cramp down on exports. They are going to continue, in my opinion, to put taxes on exports, and as their domestic demand grows, it will leave less and less for the rest of the world. The sector is a couple of years away yet from producing significant quantities of rare earths, and that will come from Mountain Pass at Moly Corp. The overall market and the health of the world's economy is key here. If the global economy goes into the crapper again, rare earths will not do well. If it continues to hum along as it seems to be doing, quantitative easing and fiat currencies aside, the rare earth sector should do very well.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about uranium. When uranium was very, very much in vogue a few years back, I was really, really bullish on the sector, simply because I don't see how the world's energy needs can be fulfilled in the future without atomic energy. The attitude towards atomic energy is also changing dramatically. A lot of the environmentalist folks, the green sector, have come to realize that, in fact, atomic energy is very clean, it is very safe, and it is the way to go in the future. I haven't been up, I have to say, Mickey, on this particular sector as much as I should be, so I'm really looking to you to get some guidance here. What's going to happen here, in your opinion, in 2011?
Well, I think uranium is likely to be the best performer of the commodities markets in 2011, basically for supply-demand fundamentals. We had the boom and the bust from 06 and 07. It ran a lot of people out of the market, particularly the American retail public, often in last and at the highest prices, got burned very badly in the sector. The hedge funds ran the price of uranium up to $135 a pound through speculation and hoarding. That came off very quickly, as hedge funds and speculators are wont to do, and it left a bad taste in the mouth of a lot of investors. But the supply-demand fundamentals have still not changed. We're still using half again as much uranium every year than is supplied by mine production. The Russians will end their 15% contribution to the market through heavy enriched uranium converted to low-enriched uranium, the so-called megatons to megawatts program, will end in 2013. There are 59 nuclear reactors being built around the world. Where is the uranium going to come from? Well, it's going to come out of the ground, and the new mines will be higher-cost producers than the big mines that are currently in production, which speaks with tightening supplies and higher costs of production, a higher uranium spot price, which drives the market, and that will filter down to the uranium developers and explorers in the United States and Canada.
You know, Mick, a question I have on that is I followed in the past the price of uranium very, very closely, almost on a daily basis when I did a market close myself. Now, as listeners are aware, Roger Wiegand does a great market close for us every day. But uranium skyrocketed to, what, $150 a pound or thereabouts, and then fell back significantly. What do you see it doing, Mickey, in 2011?
Well, let's review what it's done in 2010 first. It was $41 a pound on the spot price, or actually got as low as $40.50 in the spring of 2010. As we speak, I did not see the weekly spot price published last night, but last week it was at $62.50, which is a 50% return. I see continued upward trends on the spot price. The long-term contract price is, and the spot price are starting to converge again, which is normal. There was great divergence for quite a while. I will not predict at this stage a price for uranium in 2011. I just, suffice it to say, I think it will be better than it is right now. And we've seen an awakening in the uranium business. You know, I started calling for this well before it happened, like a year and a half before it happened, started happening in the summer of this year. It's long overdue. There are still very good values to be had in the junior explorers and developers and soon to be miners. And, you know, a couple of my favorites would be Strathmore Minerals and then a company I've recently covered, Mawson Resources. I should probably say that the companies I mentioned in this interview, I am a shareholder of, in some instances, they sponsor my website. So I'm very much talking my own book here, Al.
Well, and that's an important thing to do. You know, a lot of people are somewhat critical of folks who talk about companies that had where they have their own money invested. But, you know, if you disclose it, as I do in every single instance, the companies that Kathy and I are invested in, you know, as long as listeners are aware of that, I think it's important for people to know that, you know, to a very large extent, all of us, most of us anyway, certainly the folks on this show, put our money where our mouths are. Mickey, I'm looking, quite frankly, for a very, very good year for the resource sector in general during 2011. In 15 seconds, would you agree or disagree with me?
Wholeheartedly. I'm a very bullish. I'm a long-term secular bull on the entire commodities market, and that would include the so-called hard assets and agricultural commodities and energy commodities. Demand sure is going to go nothing but increase.
Okay, Mick, I want to thank you very much. Listen, you guys out there, I want to do a bit of an editorial here and a bit of a recommendation, and that is I want you to take a real serious look at Mickey's newsletter, The Mercenary Geologist. All you have to do is go to www.mercenarygeologist.com. We also provide a link to that particular website off of our website. This guy is really, really good. What sets him apart from some of the other folks in our business is Mickey has a master's degree in geology. He does boots-on-the-ground research. He visits It's every single property that he talks about. He is a person who I trust in terms of analyzing companies, in terms of getting recommendations, companies that I may or may not want to get involved in. Mickey is the first guy I call, and I say, Mick, really would like to get your opinion on this one, and I get an unbiased opinion from the guy. This guy is he's very, very good in the sense that he discloses all interests that he has, and he's got the educational background to really be qualified to doing what he's doing. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.